Your Excellencies, heads of state and government, ministers and representatives of countries, Director General of FAO, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Adekunle Akufo, extends felicitations and goodwill to this august body and all the UN agencies in Rome. He sends special felicitations and goodwill to the Food and Agriculture Organization and its Director General, Dr. Jacques Diouf, for organizing this important summit. The Food and Agriculture Organization has lived up to the conclusion recently reached that if it did not exist, it would have had to be invented. My congratulations to Dr. Jacques Diouf. The President is unable to be here because of other pressing engagements. He is, however, closely following the proceedings. This statement is delivered on his behalf. Mr. Chairman, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, this initiative is timely as it offers world leaders and decision makers the opportunity to reflect on and strategize for solutions to global issues that threaten agriculture and food production and the very existence of mankind. These recent developments pertaining to the upscale of climate change, the increase in demand for food resulting from structural changes in emerging economies, increasing fuel prices, and its consequent effect on increase in fertilizer prices, and the expansion of biofuel production, among others, have collectively contributed to a disturbing trend in food price increases. This negative nexus undermines world food security and the quest for the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals. The most affected and vulnerable groups under these circumstances are the developing countries, who, for lack of adequate capacity and access to technology and adaptation mechanisms to climate change, continue to practice rain-fed agriculture and experience low productivity with corresponding low income. Mr. Chairman, with the current global developments, the government of Ghana has taken measures to reduce the impact of increasing food prices on consumers in the short term. Medium and long-term measures are also being formulated for the sector. These are measures which must be sustained, and we count on the development partners to assist our efforts in the spirit of the common survival of humanity on this planet as the world becomes more and more seamless. The implications of the worsening food situation on governance are even more disturbing. Already, social unrest has been experienced in many places, including even in some developed countries. Young democracies like Ghana's, which have been nurtured so assiduously, cannot afford any dislocation of governance structures, which are still fragile. Urgent steps need to be taken to protect these countries, which are at greater risk. At the global level, resolution of the current crisis would require a three-pronged approach. First, urgent food assistance would be needed for the emergency phase, and we count on the international community to ensure that adequate resources are deployed to address the food needs of populations currently bearing the brunt of the crisis. Then, for the short term, the target should be increased food supply through assistance to farmers, with fertilizers and high-yielding, pest-resistant planting materials. There is need for improved storage, marketing, and better prices to farmers to encourage more production. For the longer term, greater investment is required, not only in the agricultural sector, but also in infrastructural development. Above all, there should be financial services in support of food producers. In addition, there should be better access to credit, improved risk management, and access to markets. Issues of phytosanitary and non-tariff barriers, which undermine the competitiveness of developing countries in the global marketplace, must be tackled with all seriousness. It is our expectation that this summit will bring to all a common understanding of the global issues confronting us, so that we can commit ourselves to taking bold steps to resolve them. It is our expectation also that as collaborators in development, this is the time to strengthen our support for each other, to be each other's keeper, particularly to enable the weaker nations to salvage their economies and restore human dignity to all on this planet. In this regard, we need to recommit ourselves to the various declarations made over the years to enable us to attain our common goals of ensuring global food security and also for attaining the Millennium Development Goals. Mr. Chairman, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, international get-togethers such as this one have tended to end with lofty statements and commitments, which oftentimes have sadly not been delivered or moved to implementation. The food crisis which the world faces today is so serious that it would be disastrous for the survival of mankind if the conclusions reached at this historic summit suffer the same fate. It is our fervent hope that for once the rhetoric will be moved to definitive action. I thank you for your attention.